With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
With the Planet Fitness Black Card, you don't just get a great workout, you get a great perk out. Because your membership is packed with perks. Join for just $1 down and $24.99 a month.
Join the judgment-free zone today. Deal ends Thursday, August 10th.
See home club for details.
It is the pink after Arsenal. Beat Liverpool by 2-0 at Prenton Park. It was one of those occasions where you were going into it, Philippa, thinking, please don't let it get out of control. And it doesn't really. There's some stuff to get into across the whole of the game where Liverpool could do with improvement, where things do need to be a bit... Lizzie, make as much noise as you like. We're in the clipper. And there's some Arsenal supporters watching Arsenal behind us, so don't worry at all. It's going to be noisy as it goes, Philippa. I think Liverpool are good between both boxes, is what I'm driving at. I think the better second half, don't get me wrong, but I actually think Liverpool do pretty well between both boxes against a good side.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we spoke before. We go into the ground about how, you know, to try and keep the score down as much as possible. And to be honest, when you're 2-0 down, like after 20 minutes or whatever it was, I was genuinely fearing the worst. And I was thinking, take four. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'd take 4-0. But I was impressed with how much we didn't panic. I think, you know, previously I would have seen us, like, basically capitulating that situation and not know what to do. You know, last season, Arsenal beat us in the cup with a much changed side, much more changed than what that one was today. But I have to say that I was really, really impressed with us, how we managed to keep our heads, how we kept in the game. And we did create opportunities, and I think that for me was what was more pleasing than anything else. It wasn't just a backs to the wall, keep them out. We genuinely caused them problems, and they know they've been in a game.
Andy Bell, that's all fair. They do know they've been in the game. I think they do make a few changes. It's not the strongest Arsenal side you're going to get. In fact, I'd argue perhaps every sub, at least on paper, makes them stronger, whether not the reality plays out like that. But there were some really good performances from a Liverpool point of view as well. I thought Kerry Holland was exceptional.
Yeah, Kerry Holland, player of the match, 100%. Everything about her game today was superb. She won the ball back quickly. She released it quickly. Some of the touches as well, even just little touches.
One over the head.
Oh, she was an absolute joy to watch today. Absolute joy to watch. And at 25 years old, I think she is somebody who can genuinely go to the top of the women's game. I think she's that good. And if she can slightly develop her ball playing skills a little bit and become a little bit more professional in that regard. I mean, she gets lashed up top at the end, which is mad. And she's winning headers, which is really, really good to see.
Running channels.
I thought Liverpool were really, really good today. I thought we were as good in general play as what we played against Chelsea, to be completely honest. It was just two moments of utter stupidity at the back, which cost us. There's one where, you know, the corner comes out, Fai makes a decent header. I think Lawless could possibly come for it. And she ends up sort of having like a 5-meter radius in the box, which is just unforgivable at this level. The second one, Fai's really poor for, I think. And all day there was that ball over the top of Flaherty. Fai didn't want to come out. Campbell didn't want to come over. Covista was doing mad things in the first half, which was absolutely killing us. But apart from that, in general play, I thought we were really, really good. Stengel had a good game. You know, Lawley, Daniels, I thought for myself about. And certainly reasons to be positive. And I was worried after the derby, but I'm positive after today.
Reasons to be positive, Lizzie, is a thing to take from this, because right now Arsenal could be the best women's squad in the world, could be the best women's team in the world. It's touch and go with them and Barcelona, but they beat Lyon, put five past Lyon in the week, and that's the context of this. And Liverpool do compete. They stay in there, they stick in there, as Philippa says. They show genuine resilience, and you just feel as though a teeny bit more quality, a fair bit more pace, and this would be a Liverpool side that will be able to carry the fight in a lot of home games, especially.
Yeah, Arsenal has a lot more pace, I think it was evident. And I think, like you say, that big result at Lyon, you know, Lyon have never even been beaten by that much ever before, I don't think so. I was quite impressed. So I haven't actually been to see the women's team since lockdown when they were in the championships. I wasn't really sure like what to expect in person, but thought the quality was so much better today. I mean, you talked about that ball over the top. I know we've given play to the match to our team, bloody hell, a lot of Ruben Moy for them. That she was excellent.
Yeah.
And she was the one with the ball over the top. And it was clear where the quality was. But what I will say is I was surprised second half as to how much how they come out and how they played, and they had a good go, but there was just some times where I felt like, I think there was a couple of times with Mel Lawley where she just got the ball and I felt like they weren't moving it quick enough.
Yeah.
I could hear Matt Beard screaming, go, go, until like Missy Bo-Kearns come on. It didn't feel like anyone was really driving forward as much, probably through absolute fear because you've got Beth Mead and bloody then Miedemar coming on. But yeah, I thought on the whole they should be alright, like they should be quite happy with that performance.
You should be happy with that performance, Michael. It's about staying in these games. And it's about showing, I think, building the confidence through this run to be able to win. You know, after about six games, they're going to have played some really big matches in this league, and they need to keep the confidence. They can't lose their own faith. They can't lose faith in what they're about. And I think that's the day they get to go away with. They get to go away where they can watch the video, and it's not like a horror show. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. They get to have a video they can watch, and they can go, well, this worked, this didn't work as well. And that, to me, is what they need. They need a bit of... They're obviously going to have things to work on, but they need a bit of it not being, my God, everything looked as though it was awful.
You say there, like, after the 20 minutes, you're taking 4-0, but you... I'm looking at that today, and we'll all come away from that thinking, yeah, that second half's a fantastic showing. We're all proud of them. They should be proud of themselves. Like, you can see where they struggle. You see where they're falling short. But I'm hopeful going into that December, like, running, where we've got a few lighter games, and the games should be, like, we've got a few more chances there to pick up points. So I'm a lot more hopeful, and they should be too. Like, and today, you can see where they struggle. Like, they cut through us so many times, but I felt like, yeah, again, we tightened up in that second half. Like, they were just waltzing through far. He was struggling at times there at centre back. She looked isolated, even though it was a back 3/5.
Yeah,
she looked isolated a few times. So
second half,
she gets to start to get sharpens her passing up and that. So
she had a few chances as well, didn't she?
Yeah, she screwed from tag set pieces, which is far too central. Just far, far, far too central in back three. When your centre half gets dragged out, you have to go out and cover. She does not want to be anywhere other than the centre of the pitch, and that's a major issue for Liverpool at the minute, in my opinion, because you end up with Flaherty basically playing right back for half the game the way Mister was playing, and that's part of the reason Flaherty was so exposed, is because Fai was so reluctant to get over. Campbell's playing on the left, she's naturally a left-sided player.
The thing about Devante is that, you know, you can work on a lot of things as a football team, as a coach. You can't make players faster.
Yeah.
No. And this is where,
you can't play Leandro at centre-half.
This is the thing that I'm watching, and, you know, it's the first time I've seen them in person this season. I've seen them on television. But, you know, for instance, I think Gillie Flaherty does, under the circumstances of the fact that she cannot run any faster than she runs.
Yeah.
I think she actually plays really well. She makes really smart decisions. She knows when she's got, almost like, I've got to cut my losses, if you know what I mean, at times. I can't do this, I can't do that. Don't worry at all, is he an audio professional?
Can I just confirm that was
Mayhem? You're an audio professional, and we're not having words against it. Poor Philip is desperate. I'm going to bring in the minute, Philip, and I'll go to Andy first. You can't make them faster, and as I say, within the context of how fast Gillie Flaherty can run,
yeah,
she's smart with it today. Yeah. But it is, I worry watching that back three, because I think any one of them you can carry.
Yeah.
All three of them, it just makes it so hard for themselves when the opposition, certainly when they've got the quality of Arsenal, can go up a level. It's not that any of them are bad players.
Yeah.
It's that they're all just basically can't run any faster than they're running. They're running as fast as they can.
And, you know, it's interesting when Arsenal bring on Miedemar and a couple of, you know, Jordan Nobbs and a couple of players and a little bit more pace in behind, and we're leaving a bit more space. And Taylor Hines goes on the left of a back three.
Yeah.
And Campbell plays on the left-hand side, on left wing-back. You know, so if that's something we could look at, I mean, you don't want to particularly take Taylor Hines that far back in the pitch. You want to use her ability getting forward. And like last season, she was so, so good, bursting forward down the left and getting in the box, and use her quite centrally as well. So, that, you know, there's that. I think the problem I have with Flaherty and Fai, which is two names I can't really say, but we'll roll with it, you know. The two of them, the ball looked like a bit of a hot potato today, I think, and that's an issue when you've got the likes of, you know, Matthew. I thought Matthew was really, really good in the midfield, by the way. How she used the ball was really, really solid. You know, Kerry Holland, we've already mentioned, was brilliant. But then when the ball had to go back, it was a little bit, I have to get rid of this straight away. And Fai plays a few sort of questionable balls into the middle. Flaherty's the same. She just wants to get it sort of as quickly as possible. Laws' distribution today I thought was quite poor, which is unlike her. You know, she's usually actually pinpoint with those passes out. So yeah, there's a pace, but there's also the fact that there's not that confidence with that back three to play out, and that's what killed us a little bit today, I think.
Being fair, in terms of what Andy's saying, Philip, we talk about a lot of things that when you go up a level, you've got to deal with. So we talked about pace, you know, technically better. I thought there was a number of times today where you saw the Arsenal manager, he was delighted with the shape they had out of possession. The way we were cutting passing lines, making Liverpool's options difficult. Every now and again, I caused my meter in the eye line when the ball had just gone out of play or something, when it looked poor from Liverpool. But he was absolutely overjoyed with what they were doing. And I think it's worth pointing that out, that you're dealing with another level up tactically as well.
Exactly. I mean, watched a lot of the Euros in the summer, and he did an awful lot of punditry on the BBC, and just his knowledge and how he sees things for me is just another level up, and I genuinely think he's one of the best managers in the world. I think for us to be able to compete with that today and not give in and not let our heads go down, and I think it's absolutely massive for the rest of the season. You know, I just want to kind of like get through this group of games. We've got Man City again next weekend away from home. Get past that, and then you're into games where I want to start picking up some points for me to get confident that basically we're not going to be in a scrap all season. And before today, I wasn't convinced that we weren't going to be in a scrap. But after that performance, I think if you can compete like that against the likes of Reading, the likes of Brighton, the likes of Leicester, we've got more than enough to be able to get ourselves out of the trouble as soon as possible.
We'll let Philip have a little bit of burger for a second. We'll compromise on that sort of thing. Andy, well, Lizzie's just going to finish those chips off.
No, I'm all right. Carry on.
We'll circle. But I want to talk about Katie Stengel, because I think that today one of the things that you got to see, Lizzie, was the quality of the touch.
Yeah.
And I thought that the touch holding people off, you know, again, the pace to break in behind at this level is not going to quite be there for her. But you could see exactly how those teams that Philippa mentioned, they'll find her really difficult to deal with, the way she's hit the ball sticks and she can see where her options
are. Yeah. She was really good today. I was impressed. There was a couple of times, again, probably down to the pace, like you say, where I felt like there wasn't enough people up with her. You know, when she'd have the ball, and I'm like, move her, give her options. But you can see it's there. And again, first time I've seen it in person, and I was really impressed with the movement. And like I said, I think sometimes it was just a bit too much space in between her and maybe the midfield. But if they can sort of close her up against the teams that you said, Philippa, your Brightons, Reddens, whatever, there's something to be had there, I think. And like I say, I mean, I know they brought like Missy Boo Cairns off the bench, but she sort of felt like bridged that little bit of a gap between the midfield and the forward line. But she's done really well today, Stengel, and she's been unlucky, but at the end of the day, like, again, it's hard to do this without talking about Arsenal's quality. Like, that back line, you know, we mentioned last week, they were able to bring Jen Beattie off the bench. Like, they've got some bloody good quality, and they did drop quite deep at the second half, didn't they? Because they were happy with the 2-0, so it was just the case they just had this solid back line that would have been hard for anyone to break down, especially with the quality of their defenders anyway.
It was selfless from Daniels, I felt, throughout. Physically imposing, quick across the ground, certainly by the standards of Liverpool's players. I mean, when I say really was selfless, it was also thankless, to be honest with you. Like, you didn't see anything was going to come from Arandi, but simultaneously, someone's got to do that role for a period of time. Yeah. When you're a notch below a side, someone's got to go and do what Yana Daniels does for an hour.
Yeah, her pressing was amazing. She was absolutely goosed by the end of it. You could see she wanted to get in behind Stengel, but just wasn't able to do it. And Rance Lawley wasn't doing an awful lot of that today either, as good as I think she was as well. I really, really like Yana Daniels. I think it was a mad decision not to play her in the derby and to play Taylor Hines on the left. And to be fair, I think Matt Beard's come out and admitted that himself. He said he made a mistake there, just a little bit too conservative. But, you know, for her to come back in, played well at Sunderland, I believe. You obviously, Philippa, you were at that game. You know, I think she played fairly well on there. And by all accounts, seemed to play well last week. I think, you know, by the way, she absolutely mangled somebody at one point. Like, I don't know how she didn't even get retrospectively booked or sent off for it. It was an absolute crunch of a tackle. I thoroughly enjoyed it. But, you know, Yana Daniels is a big girl. She's big and strong. She must be, like, nearly 6 foot, 5'11", 6 foot. You know, she's strong and she's pacey and she can get in behind. And she offers a little bit of a turn of pace that the likes of a Lawley doesn't have, the likes of a Stengel certainly doesn't have. And without Leanne Kiernan in this team, there's sometimes absolutely no way of getting in behind. And it just means that these teams, like Arsenal and Chelsea, can force all the play into the part of the pitch that they want to force the play into. So having that threat in behind is really, really important. And in a league like the WSL, listen, it's, for me, in terms of skill and quality and ability in the ball, Yana Daniels doesn't touch Mel Lawley in terms of quality, but there's a chance that just in this division, the way we're playing, she just might be a little bit more effective. And I think the word effective is the word I'd use about her so far this season. He doesn't overly fancy her last year. She doesn't get many starts. She sort of comes into it. He doesn't seem to fancy her this year as much until he's had the player, but I personally think that you know, she's somebody who could get three or four goals in the league, and that those three or four goals are the goals that can get you the point, that can keep you up. and can ultimately keep us on this journey.
Excellent stuff. Just got Mick there saying that over 3,348 in the ground today is a new record in terms of attendance.
Good.
Really, really good to see. They got to see Lizzie to come back around to a good Arsenal side. I thought Kim Little was tremendous.
Yeah.
Everything she does is economical, reads the game brilliantly, puts a body in front brilliantly. I was really impressed with her, impressed with Kim Little today. And amongst a lot of good Arsenal players, don't get me wrong, but I thought that she was, you know, yet again, you got to sort of see there the sheer quality that she possesses.
Yeah, she was brilliant. And I like Kim Little a lot. And like I say, it's my first time to have seen these players as well. And I can't lie, like, where this obviously I'm a Liverpool supporter, but I was just looking forward to seeing some of these names that I've watched over the summer, some of these big names, like freaking how you can bring like Meadman off the bench. It's just absolutely ridiculous. And I was just like, the size of it when she was warming up. I was like, she's huge. How are you gonna
she's
put
still only about half
that? I will give
well.
Credit to Liverpool in that. Even in that first half when we were a little bit more under the cosh, I do think for the whole game they dealt with Beth Mead really well.
Yeah.
She's fast. Like freaking LA touch and turn, geez, like I was really impressed with how they dealt with Beth Mead, because I was thinking 2-0 friggin' hell, what is going to end up with someone like her on the pitch? But I think they'd done it well. They sort of smothered it a little bit. Stina Baxenius was decent, but again, I think they'd done quite well in handling those big players. But like you say, yeah, Kim Little, loads of joy in the middle. But again, just to come back to her, friggin' like lot of Ruben Moy, what a player they've got there. And I mean, like, just from an Arsenal and England perspective, like, you know, there's a brilliant back line at the moment for England with Leah Williams, who's obviously injured at the minute, really. Right, but tell you what, lots of Ruben Moy. She's absolutely on her way for a starting position in that national side.
She got dropped though out the last.
Yeah, she did. But that she was great today, and I really like her. And God, I was saying to Grace, who's with me, got the thighs, like she's just got absolutely like she's a machine. And the quality was clear to see. But I'm not there saying Liverpool were absolutely terrible against her. You've just sometimes got to appreciate with what's in front of you.
It shows the level of what we're up against today. That is it. Uvici doesn't even come off the bench.
She literally come on for about.
Oh, no, sorry, did you? Never mind. Just ignore that. Edit that out.
Yeah, but that was it. But yeah, you're right. I mean, to have a player like that doesn't even get many minutes.
Yeah.
I think
that was a humongous signing for them in the summer, wasn't it? You know, massive name there. And yeah, as you say, Meadman coming off the bench, but they still start with a front three of what Mead, Ford, and Blackstenius. You know, it's not as if they're playing the kids or playing, you know, wrestling players. That's a top level.
The finishes were quite good. You know, I watched it back because at first I was a bit like fuming, but I think it was the second one where I think it was near post. And I was thinking, oh, come on, Lawsy, you've got to do better than that. But the power, like when I watched it back, I thought, oh, who am I to talk? Like, I can't play footy. So
you saved it, Lizzie,
I mean, obviously, I run away from the ball, so probably not. But yeah, the finish. Finishes were actually really good, especially that second one by Friedemann.
She makes a great save, Michael Sandler, Rachel Laws. It's a tremendous save. They didn't end the pitch to us, but it's a tremendous save as she closes down the angle as the attacker from Liverpool's right. Just shows yet again a quality in there as well. You know, she's brilliant at making herself big at key moments.
All last season, we've seen that game in, game out. Even the offside one, where she doesn't know.
Yeah.
But she's straight out there, closes that down, it's fantastic. And then a few minutes later, it's just the position's fantastic. Just say for the goals, can't really do too much. But she's kept us in so many games last season where we were sort of dogging a few games there and that. And then a kick in today, but distribution was fine. There was a few dodgy ones where we didn't need it.
She could have gone quicker second half. Yeah. There was loads of times where people were asking for it, and she could have just tried to get the ball.
There was the goal kick where you could see that she almost got frustrated with herself. She delayed for like 5 or 10 seconds, then got angry at everyone else because they were slowing it down. So it was a bit mad, but in terms of keeping us in the game point of view, fantastic, unbelievable.
It all wraps up on this one, Philippa, with the fact that Liverpool are 2-0 down. And I think that's, for me, there is a minor question around the extent of Arsenal's engagement in the second half in terms of trying to go and get the third. But I think that simultaneously is a little bit of a compliment to Liverpool, that they sort of decide we don't want to give them the encouragement. And if you'd have offered me right now, let's be clear about this, you can want to shut a game down, but if you're Arsenal, you still want it to be 3-0 on 80, not 2-0 on 80. Because there was a couple of times there, Jazz Matthews misses a really good opportunity. There's maybe a penalty.
I thought it was a penalty.
Yeah. Of us. That's in the build up to that. Then Jazz Matthews misses the opportunity that stems from there. But there was still at that point when you are sort of at about 80, I was like, we get one here. they haven't got a gear to move to it. I mean that with the greatest of respect, because they played the way in which they played. And I'll say it again, Arsenal would have wanted it to have been 3-0 on 80, and it shows Liverpool's current ability level. They were at least able to sort of keep them where they were.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you say, I mean, particularly like long throws and set pieces, we caused them problems. You know, for as good as they were at keeping us from being able to create clear-cut opportunities from open play, you know, that is something that's really in our locker for this season, and that we can take forward into the other games, that we can cause anybody problems from set pieces. We did it against Chelsea. We've done it today against Arsenal. We can do it against those that are the best sides in the league. We can do it against anybody. My concern is, and we spoke about this before we come to the game today, my concern is that we've not scored yet from open play.
Yeah.
We've scored two penalties and we've scored from a free kick against Sunderland in the League Cup. I really want us to try and get something a bit more from open play, because then my confidence really will be a little bit up. And say that, you know, I don't think we're going to be in a relegation battle. At the moment, I'm not seeing enough to go, we're not going to be down there. And maybe that will come when we play the teams like Reading, like Brighton, like Leicester. Maybe when we play those types of teams, my confidence will grow. But at the moment, I'm just a little bit wary of, like, being overly confident that we're not going to be down there, basically. Yeah.
No, I agree, to be fair. I think I certainly naively at the start of the season thought, listen, you've got your Chelsea, Arsenal, two Manchester clubs, Spurs, and then after that we can beat anyone. The derby clearly shows there's a substrat of the league in between that. You know, there's Everton were certainly looked like the best team we've faced this season. Obviously they're the worst of the teams we have faced, but yeah, I think, you know, Aston Villa, Rachel Daly, they're flying at the minute. West Ham look really good, they're picking up results, so I think they're actually, it's not going to be the top four or five and then the rest. I think there's going to be a level of teams that we can beat in individual games, but overall we're not going to get really near them in terms of points this season. And it's that bottom four, the Reddings, Brightons, and, you know, Leicester, that are probably going to be the teams that we're going to have to fight against. And you know, that's not the way it looked last season, but the league has changed a little bit, and I think we just all have to accept that and reset our expectations a little bit.
Okay, player of the match, Michael.
Yeah. Another point to be. Kerry Holland.
There you are. Clean sweep, sorry, for Kerry Holland. very much deserved of that. Couldn't agree more myself as well. Thank you very much, Lizzie, to Michael, to Philippa, and to Andy. Hope you've enjoyed that. Hope you got to watch the game. Maybe you're part of the 3,500. Get yourself down to Prenton Park at some point soon. Take it easy.
With the Planet Fitness Black Card, you don't just get a great workout, you get a great perk out, because your membership is packed with perks. Join for just $1 down and $24.99 a month.
Join the judgment-free zone today. Deal ends Thursday, August 10th.
See Home Club for details.
It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit, because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Podcast Network.